What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's having a good time of life. I hope things been going well. Excuse me if I sound low energy. My allergies have been kicking my ass as of late. It's quite insane. But yeah, I hope everybody's been doing well. I hope everyone's navigating through life the best they can, because every day is something at this point. It's like every day is something. So it's like we legit have no choice but to roll with the punches. Like there's no other option at this point. You really just got to take the days for what they are and just make the most out of them, make the best out of them, and go from there. Because it's like you go on anything and now you just see like it's something. Like what are you scrolling down Twitter? I'm not calling that shit X, so yes, Twitter. Or you doom scrolling on Instagram, going through different stuff. Or you see people rage baiting off of different topics, engagement farming. Like it's always something. Fear mongering, like it's a lot. Then you always see something our very incompetent president says all the time. Every day is something with him. It's just a bunch of foolishness. Him and his supporters. So yeah, it's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on. But anywho, yeah, I hope everyone's been doing well outside of that. I've been decent. I've been trying to stay grounded, stay focused on things that I need to focus on, stay aligned with, morals and values and things of that nature. Yeah, it's just been a day-to-day grind. Also, people may wonder too, just in case I don't know if I've ever revealed this on the podcast or not, but why? Because I was asked recently, it was like, why do you say your host Gold instead of your host Trenton on the podcast or your host Trent? And I was explaining to them, I was saying like my tags, my usernames, my tags, gamer IDs, all that kind of stuff. Like in the gaming verse with my gaming peeps and whatnot, I've officially just adopted the name of Gold. Like Gold is just the name I'm called. And it's like a nickname at this point. So well, it's not at this point. It's become a nickname. It's become a new nickname over the years. For the past like, what year we in? 25. For like the past six, 7 years, it's just been a nickname. Just that has been adopted over time. Because, my username on socials. Or excuse me, my username on socials or my gamer tags as far as like PlayStation, all the PC launchers, because PC has a bunch of different launchers you can go off. They have Steam, Epic, Blizzard, Ubisoft. Like it's a whole bunch. EA has one. Oh, it's a whole bunch of different things you can do on there. But the name's consistent and like for my like YouTube channels and all that kind of stuff, it's always been. For the longest, it's been variations because this is just like a origin, like a back origin intro for the podcast. But like it would always been consistent with Gold Soul for the past for like to say like the past six 7 years or so, probably longer than that. Well, longer than that really, because it started with my gamer tags. My gamer tags were Gold Soul Indigo. That was my old gamer tag names, and then. And then I converted my social names to that because originally when I first started on socials, my name was Fubu Overbitious. That was my name. I'm not proud of that name nowadays though, but that was a time. That was like when I was like I was young. But it was Fubu Overbitious was like my original name. Because it was a saying that we used to say all the time. It was like Fubu Overbitious and Coogee Over Hoes. Like it was we was just childish, like childish, we ain't kids. And this is way back when, so we were like that was a thing. So that was my social my name on socials, and I eventually changed it because I was like, yeah, it's a bit much. So I changed it to Gold Soul. The Gold Soul was the name. But on Twitter, some random page, they still to this day have it. Their name is just Gold Soul. It's like a page that's been abandoned for eons. Like it has never been, it hasn't been active in forever. And I had to just go Gold Soul with like Buku underscores. So then I eventually swept over my Instagram name to Gold Soul T. Cause I didn't just throw a T at the end of it. So I put Gold Soul T for Instagram because I didn't want to put all them underscores and dots and all that on my Instagram name because it gets a bit much. I just put Gold Soul T. So it's Gold Soul T. And then I converted my gamer tag names from Gold Soul Intergo to Gold Soul T. So it was like Gold Soul T or Gold Soul underscore T for all my stuff. So that became just like my name across all the stuff. And once I started streaming and all, then I got into like the streamer side of things, like the streamer version, like the content side of things. The name Gold just got adopted. It just became like just the name. Like instead of being like Trent or, you know, referring to the full name Gold Soul, it just became Gold. And that's just what stuck. So that's why whenever I start the podcast up, I always say, you know, it's your host Gold, because that's kind of like, that's become my internet name, my internet persona, like my, internet persona, basically. Like, that's just what the name that I've been referred to, so I just always stuck with it. And I remember when we first started the podcast, it was B. Of course, his full name's Brian, so he just wanted to be referred to as B, because that's his nickname. So I was like, well, I ain't going to say Trent. I'm just going to stick with Gold. So I just stuck with what the name was at the time that I was being called most frequently, and that was it. So that is why when I start the podcast, I always say, you know, what's good, everybody? It's your host, Gold, and not your host, Trent. Just a little background, just a little lore for y'all so y'all can know what, like, why and everything. I don't know if I ever really fully explained that. But somebody asked me that recently, so I was like, well, I'm going to just say it on the podcast, because I'm pretty sure it might be others that might be wondering, like, why did you say that when your name's Trenton? And I was just like, okay, let me just go ahead and get that away. So, anyway, enough of today's section of lore. We just be talking lore. We go get into the podcast. And today's topic is something that's been, it's been heavy on my head lately. It has been indeed. And it's a thing of one of the phrases that I'm gonna just say like this before. That's why I can frame it like this. So, one phrase that I hate a ton is "you make time for what you want." You make time for who and what you want to make time for. Like, I hate that phrase. I really do. Cause I feel like along with many other phrases that exist in existence, we use it as a way to coerce people into kind of feeling guilty in a way. A lot of people do. I'm not saying everyone does it, but a lot of people use it as a time to feel guilty. Or it's like a thing of, well, like, you if you wanted to, you would, kind of thing. And while that may be the case in some instances, sometimes legit, people just don't have the time or the capacity to do certain things. And, you know, it's what it is. And that's why I hate when people use that phrase, because I feel like they use it only when they don't get their way. Like, it's a thing of like, well, oh, you didn't do what I want you to do, so I'm going to use this as like, you, if you wanted to, you would. Or you will make time for what you want to make time for. And yes, that is true to a degree. But also think of sometimes people really just have other stuff going on. Especially like as we've gotten older, like, you know, a lot of us, not myself included, but a lot of people, you know, around my age group have kids now. They have careers. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My sinuses are like really jacked up right now, so I'm sorry. I apologize for that. They have careers, they have children, they have spouses, you know, things of that nature. Like, it's like you got life going on. But, you know, I also feel Another phrase that I've started to hate a lot that people use as a cop out is, or an excuse rather, life just be life, man, or life be life, man. Because, like, yes, life is always happening. It's always happening. It's always going. Yes, that's true. However, I also feel that people use that as a way to excuse them not being, like, not being the best friends or the best, supporter or best, whatever you want to apply it to. Because a lot of times it comes down to people saying life just be life, and it's like, yes, life be life. You go ahead, acknowledge that, accept that. Okay, cool. However, it takes all of 10 seconds. I'm just a guesstimate. So just pick up a phone. We text everything nowadays anyway. We always have our phones in our hands. It takes all of 10 seconds to just text and, check in. How you doing? What's been up? What's been going on? Things like that. And not say you gotta do that every day, but just like, just a random check-in. I do it all the time. Like, I'll text and like, hey, you can't cross my mind, just checking in on you, see how things going. I do it all the time. Do I get that in return? A lot of times, no. I have received it, but a lot of times I don't receive the same treatment I give to others. And that's something that I'm learning to acknowledge more and set boundaries and address more as I'm navigating through things currently and whatnot, through life currently. And I feel like a lot of times when people use the life just be life thing, it's like, yeah, life be life, but when you need something and you really do need something, then you pop up. It just happens. Like, I know a few people that will say the phrase life be life, but the minute they need a favor or they need something, they pick up and hit you up. And it gets to a point where it's like, okay, you say life be life, but when you needed a favor, it wasn't had life in then. Find a way to reach out, find a way to ask for your favor or whatnot. And I feel like you can apply that same sense of urgency to just a simple check-in of saying, like, hey, how you doing? I was just wondering how you was doing. I know I haven't heard from you in a while. It don't have to be a long conversation. It could literally be 2 to 3 texts. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? What's going on? Tell my mind's just checking on you. They reply, oh, I've been fine. It's been going on this and that. And we're like, yeah, same here. Things just been cool. And then you can pretty much end the conversation after that. If you want to, or you keep it, or you continue it going. It's your choice at that point. So, it's just like, it gets to a point to where, like, because, for example, I've had a lot going on in the month of August. The month of August was a shitty month for your boy. It was. Like, August was probably the worst month I've had this year, by far. Like, it was trash. Like, I will openly say that. Like, it was a horrible month. I hated August. August was the worst month I've had in quite some time. Like, I think it's up there with September of last. No. September 2 years ago is up there with September of 2023 is up there with that month, where it just was just trash. It's just like this stuff was just happening, one thing after another. Like, it just wasn't nothing good was coming out of it. And August was similar to that month. August was similar. August was very shitty. And I've let people know, like, yeah, it's just been a rough month for me. I just need, it's just been a lot going on, this and that. Or people just haven't just, like, conversed with me as of late. So it's like, no need to really talk until we haven't talked and whatnot. But, like, even when they will pop up and ask stuff, they would not ask, like, hey, how you doing? Like, what's been going on with you? Like, good. They don't do that. They just dump whatever it is they have on their mind, is just dump. And I feel like we need to be more mindful and courteous and graceful to others before we just start dumping whatever we got going on in life currently. Like, check in with that person first and see how they're doing mentally. See if they have the capacity or the space to tolerate or listen to the things absorb whatever it is that you have going on. Like, ask them, do they have the capacity for that? Like, you know, and if they don't, then don't tell them about it. Just go on to someone else, or, you know, I guess you could say either go to someone else to vent about it, or just say, like, look, when you feel a little bit, I need to talk about something, we like in a better space mentally. You know, there's ways to approach things, to talk about things as adults that will mitigate, you know, people feeling like it's a one-sided relationship, a one-sided friendship, and whatnot. And then it also is crazy, too, because when people come out and they ask for things and you say, like, yeah, you know, I got this going on, this going on, then they be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. This and that. I'm like, yeah, but you should have asked prior to us getting to this point what was going on, or like, was anything going on? Was I in a good spot, or where was I mentally before you began just pouring out whatever it is you have going on? And I find myself giving others this grace or courtesy, and I don't receive it myself. And I feel like a lot of people feel the same way, like, you know, like, I don't really receive the same grace or courtesy or care that I give to others or I display upon others. And that goes into the golden rule, like, do unto others as you want to be done unto you. And I feel like it's something they need to bring back. I feel like they lost that in the schools at some point. But I need to bring that back, because I remember in elementary school, we used to have that poster everywhere. It was all over school. Like, in every classroom, they had that poster up. And we had, like, the Pledge of Allegiance, of course, and all that kind of stuff. Like, we had all that, like, up around everywhere. And they had, like, the prayer, too. They had, like, a prayer or two. I forgot what exactly how the prayer went, but we used to have a prayer, too, and everything. But, like, we had all that, like, plastered around school and all that. And I always remember that banner. It was a banner. It was gold. And it had the letters. It had it in bold, big bold letters saying, do unto others as you want to be done to you. Golden rule. Like, it was everywhere. I remember this vividly. And I feel like at some point we've lost that. And I think we need to get back to having empathy and compassion for others. I feel like that's something that's been lost. Like, it's just like it's no empathy or compassion in the world. And everyone wants to talk about, oh, I'm an energy person. Oh, I feel chakras and I feel auras and I see colors and all this stuff. But it's like, do you realize that you just pick up on these because they're buzzwords you see on the internet, like trauma bonding or narcissists or... There's more I can't think of right now, but y'all know the buzzwords you see on socials all the time. And it's like, are you really with this, or did you just hear this and went with it because someone tweeted about it? A lot of times people will tweet or post something and then people make it like a true thought. Like, it manifests into a true thought when it's not. It's just something that some random person said on the internet and they ran with it. Like, I see all the time people make posts saying, oh, my therapist told me that this, and I'm like, no therapist with a legit license told you this. It's always this. I refuse to believe it. That's something that you are saying so you can enable your behavior. And a lot of people do that nowadays. They say they go with whatever it is that enables their behavior and them being shitty people. It's what it is. Like, they blame everything on astrology or astrology, spirituality, all these kinds, they blame it on that, saying, well, I'm this, so this is why I'm this way. I'm like, no, you're just a shitty person. You need to own up to it and admit it. It is what it is. Like, that's like me just being like a terrible, manipulative, like, very aggressive and mean person saying, I'm a Capricorn. This is what we do. That's crazy. That's just being a shitty person. Like, just be better. Do better. But say all that to say that checking in on people and at least seeing how they're doing or where they're at, it goes a long way. And you never know how much, you never know when that check-in might be the saving grace of someone having a great week, a great day, or just feeling, or just being at a low, low point, and one person just checking in and saying, like, hey, how you doing? What's been going on? Like, I just want to see how you doing. You never know how far that will go. You might save somebody's life by doing that. You never know. You really don't. But I say all that to encourage that instead of us just dumping and pouring out onto others, let's check on them. See how they doing. You know, because we all here for a borrowed amount of time. Nobody's here for an infinite amount of time. You don't last forever. Everybody has a date, a time, a place. And it's our job to make the most of it. You never know when your next day might be your last. I said that to say, just check on your people, y'all. Check on them. Just, like, you ain't even got to be like a football conversation. Just a simple, hey, how you doing? Just want to see how you was doing. And if they don't respond, that's a them thing. You did right on your end. You did the right thing on your end, which go back to what I was saying on previous episode, like, the next right thing. You did what was right on your end as far as checking in. You can't control the response you get. All you can control your action. So by you sending that out, done your part. Now, if the person responds, they respond. They don't. But as again, it is your part. And I think that's another thing we got to work on, too, is people, like, the whole way. I'm not doing it because they don't do it. It's not about what others are going to do. What are you doing? Like, you do what you know is right and aligns with your values and your morals. You don't worry about what people do. You can't control that. You control yourself. Therefore, you do right on your end, and whatever comes out on the other side of that, you have no control over that. So, I'm going to end this episode here because I can barely breathe. My nose stopped up, so I don't want to keep sniffing and doing all this on this episode. So, a little short episode, but we'll be back next week with another episode of We Just Be Talking, and hopefully I have better breathing than I am right now. I can actually breathe, so. Y'all take it easy. Take care of y'all, sisters and gentlemen. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.